Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, do you like my outfit? It's quite trendy, isn't it? I have this beautiful black scarf, and look at these nice boots. They're actually quite nice, right? You know, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money to be trendy. You can find some very nice clothes for a very good price. Today, our lesson is called Living the Stylish Life. And my question for you is, what is another name for trendy clothing? What is another name for trendy clothing? Open up your magazines and let's go find out. Come with me.
Living the Stylish Life. Fortunately, being trendy doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. Many stores sell low-priced, fashionable clothing. Unfortunately, that same clothing is often low quality. This means you may wear a shirt only once or twice before it tears, so you end up tossing it into the trash. I've heard trendy clothing referred to as fast fashion. One reason for this is because fashion trends change quickly. Another reason is because those clothes go in and out of our closets quickly.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 fortunately 这个副词。Fortunately 是指幸运地。例如 ,fortunately no one was injured in the car accident. 很幸运地这场车祸中无人受伤。或者是 the patient was in a coma for a day, but fortunately she became conscious after surgery. 这名病患原本昏迷了一天，手术后很幸运地恢复了意识。它的反义词就是在自首加上 un 变成 unfortunately。例如 ,unfortunately, all our tables are booked today. 很不凑巧，我们今天所有的定位都满了。或者是 ,the house was unfortunately hit by a tree during the typhoon and collapsed. 这栋房子在台风时不幸被一棵树打到然后就塌了。继续我们看 refer 这个动词。refer 是指谈到、提及或者是谈起。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 r 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ,the author of the book referred to the same childhood memory several times. 作者在他的书中数次提及他这个同样的儿时回忆。refer 在今天的课文中是指称为。例如 ,Paris is referred to as the city of lights because it was one of the first cities to adopt gas street lighting.巴黎被称为光之城是因为它是首先开始使用煤气路灯的城市之一。
Alrighty, it's time for us to talk about fashion and styles. Some more today.
Well, we did talk about styles or what it means to be stylish mm-hmm. and what it means to be trendy last time, and it seems like if you want to be a trendy person, you always have to go out and buy new things. You have to buy the latest clothing styles, right? But how does our lesson begin today?
Well, our lesson says today, fortunately, being trendy doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. Let's stop there for just a moment because I'm very interested in this phrase, to cost an arm and a leg.
Yeah, it's kind of a violent idiom, huh?
Well, that's what you might think. But this is actually a very fun idiom and a fun way of saying that something is very expensive if it costs an arm and a leg.
Yeah, so what kinds of things might cost an arm and a leg? Well, maybe you're computer shopping. You're looking to buy a new computer, right? And you could go for one of the cheaper ones, but you're worried that it might break easily. This one's more expensive. It costs an arm and a leg, but I'm going to buy this one because it will last longer. Or perhaps you're buying a cell phone or a car. There are a lot of things that might cost an arm and a leg.
And our lesson says that being trendy doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. You don't have to spend a lot of money to be trendy. Many stores sell low-priced, fashionable clothing. Unfortunately, that same clothing is often low quality. So if something is low quality, that means that it might not really last that long.
Right, it might fall apart or fade, or maybe after you wash it once or twice, the quality is just terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is the unfortunate thing if you're buying something that doesn't cost too much money. If it's low priced, it also might be low quality.
This means that you may wear a shirt only once or twice before it tears, so you end up tossing it into the trash. Now let's talk about this phrase, to toss something. This just means that you throw something.
Right. Well, you throw it away. That's another word we use. Throw something away, get rid of it, toss it. Why do you collect so many things? Let me help you toss some of these things. You know, I have to toss a lot of things every time I move from one apartment to another. That's a good time to go through my things and see what I want and what things that I can just toss.
Ah, that's a great time to throw things away.
Thanks.
It's a great time to kind of go through some of your stuff and evaluate what you really need and what you really don't need anymore. That is, when you move. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. I've heard trendy clothing referred to as fast fashion. And guess what? That is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What is another name for trendy clothing? The answer is...
Fast fashion is another name for trendy clothing.
Well said, Gabe.
Yes, and why? One reason for this is because fashion trends change quickly. And that's true. Okay, so you could wear stylish clothes, but they're not necessarily trendy. You don't need to keep updating your wardrobe. But if you want to be trendy, well, fashion trends do change quickly.
Another reason is because those clothes go in and out of our closets quickly. So we could say that they go in and out of style. Let's talk about this phrase. If something is in style or goes in style, that means it's popular. If it goes out of style, it becomes less popular.
And we use this phrase often to talk about clothes, of course, or shoes or glasses, accessories. Different things might go in and out of style. You know, even jeans. Jeans seem to always be in style, at least in some form.
Yeah.
People of every generation, every decade, have worn jeans, at least for, you know, the past several decades. But there are other things that might go in and out of style. Maybe a leather jacket was in style, and then it went out of style, but now it's back in style.
You know, I have a very interesting observation.
Mm-hmm.
I know our lesson says that being trendy doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. It doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah.
But it also does mention that you might buy something that's low quality, so then you have to throw it away quickly.
Right.
Meaning that you're going to have to buy more clothes more often.
Exactly.
Which could end up costing more money over time.
Yeah.
Just the thought.
And what do you do with those clothes that you want to toss or that you want to get rid of? You know, a lot of people just throw them away in a trash can, but I don't think that's a good idea. I think it's good to have the mentality of, you know, recycling something or maybe giving it to somebody else who needs it.
Hey.
Hmm?
Are we going to learn more about that
in the
InfoCloud?
We sure are.
Hello, friends. Are you concerned about the environment and how we can protect it?
So, how do we protect the natural environment? Well, we can start with the 3 R's of environmental protection. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. These are separate but interconnected concepts that support the goal of protecting the Earth.
Okay, reduce refers to keeping our purchases to a minimum and lowering our consumption of resources. If we take shorter showers, for example, we're reducing water consumption.
The second R, reuse, is a broad term that combines reusing materials and using items that have reusable qualities. Before we discard something, consider the possibilities of reusing it for a different purpose. A coffee can or shoebox can be turned into a storage container.
Here's another example. If we use silverware instead of disposable plastic knives and forks, we're practicing the concept of reuse.
The third R, recycling, is technically a form of reusing, but it refers more specifically to items that are discarded and then broken down into basic components.
When we recycle an item, that item or a part of that item is used to create something new. Plastic bottles, glass, aluminum, and paper should all be recycled.
So, the next time you finish your bottled water, instead of throwing the bottle away, put it in a recycling bin and help protect the environment.
我们先来看 environmental protection, 环保。 讲到环保, 我们就必须了解 the three R's 是哪三个 R呢? 第一个 R是 reduce, 减量。 我们除了垃圾要减量, 也要减少资源消耗的量, 像每天花少一点的时间洗澡, 就可以减少水资源的消耗。 第二个R是 reuse, 再利用, 指的就是重复的使用。 第三个R是 recycle, cycle是循环, recycle, 字面上是重复循环, 指的就是回收。 我们如果把旧报纸拿去 recycle， 就是将它送给资源回收车，让它经过处理，又变成新的纸。要为环保尽一份心力，那就务必要落实 the three R's of environmental protection。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Now some people might think that being trendy requires a lot of money. However, being trendy does not have to cost an arm and a leg. You can find some very reasonably priced clothing at certain stores. However, trendy clothing is also known as fast fashion, meaning that it goes in and out of style very, very quickly. Well, friends, let's learn more about trendy clothing now.
Living the stylish life. They go from fast fashion to landfill fashion, which is very bad for the environment. Even the production of low-priced clothing takes a toll on resources such as water and fuel. These resources are wasted because the cheap clothes are thrown away so soon. Being trendy is fun, but keeping trendy fashion items to a minimum can be a small way to reduce waste and save resources. It also means there's more room in your closet for classic fashion pieces that never go out of style.
Okay, 接下来我们看 take a toll 这个成语， toll 在这里是指伤亡、损失或破坏， 所以 take a toll 是指造成损失或者是造成负面的影响。 如果要说明在哪一方面造成损害的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 the stress from work is starting to take a toll on Jonathan's health。工作的压力已经开始让 Jonathan 的身体健康受到损害。或者是 the continuing inflation has taken a toll on all industries。持续的通货膨胀让各种产业都受到负面影响。最后我们看 minimum 这个名词 ，M-I-N-I 这个字首是指小。 所以 minimum 在这里是指最少、最小或者是最低的程度。例如 ，in order to save money to buy a house, Norman reduced his expenses to the minimum， 为了要省钱买房子 ，Norman 把自己的花费降低到最少的程度，或者是 We need a minimum of 5 staff in order to run this place. 我们至少需要五名员工才有办法经营这个地方。它的反义词是 maximum, M-A-X-I-M-U-M. 例如 The temperature will reach a maximum of 20 degrees Celsius in Taipei today. 台北今天的气温最高温可以达到摄氏20度。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we're talking about fast fashion. Well, we're talking about trendy clothing and how trendy clothing is often referred to as fast fashion. Well, in this next section, we read, they go from fast fashion to landfill fashion, which is very bad for the environment. And what is they? Well, that's...the trendy clothing that people had to toss into the trash because it wore out.
Well, hold on a second. Fast fashion is an actual phrase, but is landfill fashion a real phrase? Or maybe they just created that for our lesson.
Right. Well, let's talk about this word landfill. Yeah, I don't think landfill fashion is an actual phrase. I think the idea here is that,we have the clothes, and since we had to throw them away,、mm-hmm. then the clothes are going to be used to kind of fill this large garbage area.
Yeah, that's what a landfill is. And a lot of cities will have a landfill, okay? It's a place where nobody lives, nobody does business, nobody is there, but it's a big place where they dump all the garbage. That's a landfill. Have you ever been to a landfill, Rebecca?
Have I ever been to a landfill? You mean to visit?
Just to see what it was like. I've walked、mm. by landfills before, and it's kind of interesting just to see piles and mounds of trash. And some of it is, I guess it's a little bit dangerous, right? There could be chemicals in there. There could be、sharp objects.、anyway, landfills are not a pleasant sight.
Well, let me tell you, back in Virginia...Mm-hmm. There was this place I loved to go to. It was called Mount Trashmore.
What?
Now, don't be deceived by the name. It was actually a pile of trash.
That's terrible.
Well, I think it was quite smart. They took all this trash and they turned it into a small hill in a park where people could come and visit. It's quite clever, actually.So it was called Mount Trashmore. So rather than having a landfill, they created a mountain or a hill.
How creative. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on from this trashy idea here. A landfill fashion, this is bad for the environment, right? Even the production of low-priced clothing takes a toll on resources such as water and fuel. All right, so how does our lesson continue?
These resources are wasted because the cheap clothes are thrown away so soon. So we could say that if something happens before it should have happened,、mm-hmm. that it was done prematurely.
Oh, that is a good word.
Yes, and if something is done prematurely, that means it's too soon.
You know, I often hear this word used、when someone is talking about maybe a child who died, right?They died prematurely. That means they died when they were still young. They、mm-hmm. still had most of their life ahead of them, but they died. They died prematurely. Or you could use it in another way. For example, they announced the winner prematurely. And that would mean that before all the votes were counted, they announced the winner. They did it prematurely, before they should have.
Right. And you know, it'd be really terrible...if they announce the winner prematurely, come to find that the person they announced was actually not the winner.
Well, that's happened a lot in recent years in the media with beauty pageants and things like that. But anyway, that's how you use this word prematurely. So I guess the idea is that you buy these clothes and you only wear them a few times and you throw them out. That's kind of a waste.
Definitely. Well, being trendy is fun.But keeping trendy fashion items to a minimum can be a small way to reduce waste and save resources. Now let's talk about this phrase. You guessed it because it's right here on the screen. To keep something to a minimum. This just means that you make something as small or as little as possible.
For example, maybe you're having a lot of fun with your friends and you're and you're making a lot of noise, and the teacher might come in and say, hey, guys, please keep the noise levels to a minimum. That means please be quiet. Or I really think you should stop complaining. Try to keep your complaints to a minimum.
That is such a good reminder.
Thanks.
The less you complain, the better off you will be, and the better off everyone else around you will also be. But back to trendy clothing. It's fun to be trendy, but you know, you might want to keep your trendy items to a minimum, because this is a small way that you can reduce waste and save resources. And it also means there's more room in your closet for classic fashion pieces that never go out of style.
Well, it does seem like the author is promoting to be stylish, but not necessarily trendy. Of course, there are ways to be trendy. It doesn't cost an arm and a leg, but you do want to make sure you're doing things that are good for the environment.
Well, I know one thing that never goes out of style.
What's that, Rebecca?
And that, of course, is a review skit.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
I can hear it. My best friend's word ringing in my ears.
Let's go to the mall.
I love clothes shopping.
Me too. Are you ready? Let's go to the mall.
We can find great deals on clothes.
I like trendy.
I like stylish.
We have different tastes.
We are the exact opposite.
Nothing is more important than trendy. I want to keep up with the latest fashion.
You like impressing others with new modern outfits.
Yes, I have an ever-expanding wardrobe. To be trendy, I need to shop for the latest fashion trends every season.
But at what cost? Being trendy can cost an arm and a leg.
Fortunately, it doesn't have to. Many stores sell low-priced, fashionable clothing.
But the clothes are often low quality, and you end up tossing them into the trash, from fast fashion to landfill fashion.
Maybe so, but trendy is so cute and fun.
Well, I want to be stylish. I take into account styles that look good on me.
Fashion that never goes out of fashion?
That's right. I call it classic.
I call it boring.
Hey!
Just kidding. Come on, let's go to the mall.
Okay, I don't know about you. I think I'm just going to continue trying to be stylish as opposed to really trendy.
Yeah, I don't really consider myself too much of a trendy person.
Yeah, but it's a good thing that there really is no right or wrong. Just make sure that you're doing things that are good for the environment. Go green.
And I guess the bottom line is just wear clothes that are in style.
Or at least that are comfortable to you. Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. Next time, we're going to find out about what motivates you right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime.